Hi guys, I'm Alan.
And I'm Callum.
And you're listening to this week's episode of What's Now with Alan and Callum, brought to you in partnership with Darrow.org.uk, Scotland's only Creative Commons website. And now this week, we are talking Inside, the indie game by, is it Neverdead Studios?
Playdead
Studios.
Released.
Who's Neverdead Studios?
Neverdead.
They're a thing though, right?
Yeah.
What do they do? So this is another podcast.
Released a couple of weeks ago.
Playdead, who did Limbo.
Yes.
Most famously, the other game they've done.
Yeah.
Limbo. It's a very similar kind of puzzle platformer game about a wee boy in a harsh society.
Yeah. they're getting Bethesda with her. It's always fathers and sons.
Oh, they're yeah.
It's always a boy. It's always a yeah.
It makes you wonder what, Todd Howard's dad
yeah,
is
I know.
Like.
You're like, you want to, sit him down and be like, mate, are you all right?
What's, hug your dad.
What's happening?
It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, in the, intro, we're just going to sort of give a brief recommendation. Because in, going ahead in the main body of the content, full spoilers for the game.
Yeah, and I think this is definitely a game. I mean, anything people say, oh, this is something you should definitely play before you hear spoilers. And obviously, everything you should play before you hear spoilers. But I think this is a very good example, and you'll know why when you play it or when you hear what we're gonna say. You know what I mean? There's some things that they have something that's it's like that. Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's father.
What?
You know what I mean? It's like...
Are you serious?
Alan never knew.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean? There's some things that do have that, pivotal moment.
Yeah.
So, it's not a joke.
Yeah, play it first.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Is it worth the price tag? We never covered that in the actual content.
It's quite pricey.
It is quite pricey for how long did it take you?
I played the hell out of it.
Yeah, it
I mean, I got 100% essentially, but it took me two sessions, two evenings to play,
so 8 hours. Tops.
Yeah.
Like I did,
and that was milking it.
Yeah,
you know
I did a full run through, and I didn't bother milking it at all. I got I did the whole air quotes campaign in 3 hours. So
it's
16
yeah,
quid
basically £16.
Maybe three, maybe 4 hours of gameplay.
It's probably
a bit
high,
pricey.
You know what I mean? Something around maybe more $7.99, maybe.
Yeah, which is essentially is that not a standard kind of indie game?
Around about that price,
yeah.
I mean,
it's fine, it's good, it's a good game.
Yeah.
Maybe the price isn't worth it. But
you won't, put it this way,
you won't
be
disappointed.
You wouldn't. You won't begrudge it, I don't think. It's not...
No.
It's not...
If you've got 15 quid going to spare,
just buy it. Yeah.
It's good. You know what I mean? It's the kind of thing you could play in an evening and then podcast about the week later.
Exactly.
it's a good game. And you'll now hear what we've got to say about it. So, full warning once again. Spoilers for the game Inside ahead. So, if you've not played it yet, go away, play it, we'll still be here.
Yeah.
Come back and play it for this point on. So yeah, enjoy guys. Nice.
Sweet.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, that was him.
So wait, before going into this.
Yeah.
Because I did play the game.
Uh-huh.
And I'm somewhat... Full disclosure, you really were keen on talking about this.
Yeah,
this week.
I was super keen.
Right,
yeah.
So here we go. Inside.
Yeah, Inside.
What's...
Just before, just you said there you did play the game, but
yeah.
what a headache we had trying to get you to play the game.
Well, that was a nightmare.
We had this thing, we have our Xbox set up to game share, so if we like a game, we'll just split it, or, you know what I mean, it means we can play each other's games, but...
Makes sense.
We, I had bought this game, and for some reason, it wasn't showing up in your library it usually does, so we were trying to tried all sorts to download it. And I eventually contacted Xbox support, and I was like,
was that fun? Was that a fun experience?
It's really frustrating.
It's a
wee chatbot thing. So you basically you fill in this little window that like what your problem is,
total pain, yeah,
and then you wait in a queue, and then you get the chatbot thing, and it asks you like you filled in all this stuff about what your problem is, and the first thing it does is like ask you what your problem is, and I'm like, ugh. But yeah, I basically spoke to a guy there, and apparently when I bought the game, it had, because obviously the way it works on Xbox Live is when you buy a game, you buy the license for it, and the license is attached to like your gamer tag or whatever, and it moves wherever your gamer tag moves.
Yeah.
Apparently what had happened was I had bought the game, and it had allowed me to download the game, but it hadn't given me this license. So
how?
Yeah, that's what I was, that's the guy was telling me, I was like, how is that possible? But I had bought it, and it had taken me to the download bit, and I downloaded the game. So if I had have deleted it out of my library on my Xbox, it would have been telling me to buy it again as well.
Oh.
So, but really, really strange. Basically, I had to, he basically refunded me the game, and I had to buy it again, and I got a license for it. Yeah, so it was like a whole...
What a pain.
And I was sitting there thinking, like, inside, it's like, it's a pretty linear experience. It takes, like, what?
Yes.
You did it really quickly.
I did it in one night.
Yeah, I lingered over it a bit more.
Yeah.
But, and I was thinking then when I was talking to the guy, I was like, I could have just let you refund me this and just, like, you know what I mean? Peaced out and been like, now, you know what I mean? I've played the game.
Yeah.
I've got all the achievements. Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Totally.
And now I'll have my money back. You know what I mean? I was like, this was a... really weird, but yeah, anyway, we got to play it in the end. That's just a interesting little
pain in the ass aside.
Yeah, but it was like, really confusing, wasn't it?
We couldn't
for the life of us work out what was wrong, but obviously because it was this really obscure
imagine that's something that happens a lot.
Nah.
Like,
because the guy himself even seemed like super confused as to how it would have happened, because I was like, so is there any particular reason that might have happened, but no idea. Yeah, so where to begin? So I suppose Inside is played follow-up to Limbo.
Yes.
And you played Limbo.
I played Limbo. Yeah. You did not play Limbo.
I didn't play
See,
Limbo.
See, this would be of interest.
Yeah. So so tell me a bit about Limbo then.
Well, it's Inside.
Is it?
No, basically Limbo is like...
Because that's a kind of puzzle platformer
as well. Same gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, it's just go for the left side. Yeah. It's a boy trying to get for the left side of the screen to the right side of the screen. For whatever vague defined reason. Like, you don't know why he's trying to get there.
Okay.
And he starts off, like, alone and, like, and it's all, like, silhouette.
Yeah.
So it's light inside, but just a silhouette.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get for, like, and...
Because this is still quite kind of silhouette-y, isn't it?
Yeah, so a lot of it's quite silhouette-y. Yeah, he's trying to get, like, through this, like, sort of nightmare-y forest.
And this is 2D as well, isn't it? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Or is it kind of like that kind of half 2D?
Is it 2D? It is 2D.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like... Because inside's probably more 2.5D.
Yeah.
No, it's 2D.
Yeah.
And basically you're trying to like get through this like sort of weird forest, and there's all these like weird problems, like you do have like sort of puzzles, and instead of being like chased, it's more like trying to get past things.
Okay.
Like the main thing in Limbo is there's like a spider that you have to get past to start with. Like
that's
the first main like boss, I would say, in Limbo.
Okay.
Is there's like this spider
that's
a problem. And eventually you beat it. And then you go from being in, like, a forest to being in, like, I'm sure it's, like, you go through some sort of cave system, if I remember correctly. And then there's more of, like, an industrial, area. So it's kind of, like, three areas.
Yeah.
And, the transition from, like, one area to the other is quite, like, natural.
Yeah.
Although, at the start, when I was playing, like, Limbo, I thought it was weird that you started off in this forest and then you went into like this weird industrial graveyard kind of place. It was a bit strange, but then it kind of like the puzzles become more interesting towards the latter half of the game, because there's a lot more stuff about like gravity and stuff like that, like gravity based puzzles and that, so it's quite interesting. And then basically the whole thing is at the end you're trying to get to your like your old friend.
Okay.
Like, it's a girl.
Right.
You're trying to find.
Yeah.
And then you succeed.
Okay. Basically. Yeah.
It's quite nice.
So already it sounds...
Very, very similar.
Really similar. Yeah. Yes.
Up until the end. Yeah. It's very similar. Oh, yeah. But we'll get
to the end. Yeah. Okay, so obviously then, Inside is, like we said, really similar. It's kind of... It's definitely a platformer.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think to the idea that maybe, say, in puzzle platformers, pushing it a little bit? I mean, what do you think about the puzzles?
Right. I guess before we go into, like, talking about the actual plot or narrative if you want, I was playing this, right?
Uh-huh.
And I did enjoy playing it, but to a point.
Yeah.
Because much like, you may have the same issues I have with it, I don't know. Much like, I kind of did feel this way with Limbo. Maybe less so. But see, Inside, right? That kind of game where you're basically just going from one screen to the other, right? That's the whole thing, right? This one in particular, there is like one way of doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is no, like you're saying about the puzzles. There's,
yeah.
In every solution, every puzzle in a video game always has, like, one way of doing it, right? The best ones have more than one way around them, right?
Definitely.
But, a lot, like, if you're playing something like, I don't know, Portal,
right?
All the chambers have one solution.
Yeah.
There's no multiple solutions to any chamber. But there's, like, a kind of interesting trial and error thing.
Yeah, it's more of a process.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the process is always different.
Totally.
Yeah.
Whereas in this, right, the puzzles are, like, pretty weak.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, actual challenge. They're all very easy to do.
There's a few, I would argue, that are more, like, frustrating than they are challenging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's, like, finickety or, you know
what I
mean?
Trying to, right, really early on in the game, there's one where you have to, and I'm not sure what they are, but you have to get these wee, like, what look like checks. To get sucked up by a vacuum thing.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the ass, right? Because they keep following you.
Yeah.
And it's like so annoying. But that's the kind of thing. There's like one solution to this puzzle.
It's like run to the wall.
Yeah.
Lure them over there and then quickly run back
as fast
and
as
pull
can.
The lever.
Yeah. But I was playing it and I was kind of like... See, like there's bits in it where you're like chased and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the plot... For anybody that's no played it, the plot is like that you're kind of this wee boy who is in what seems like a kind of dystopian future. Which, where did you think it was set?
Where?
Yeah. I felt it was very, like, Brittany.
It was a bit, yeah. No, I can totally see that. Yeah.
It's probably meant to be, like, America or something. Or just somewhere completely
see,
vague.
See, that was...
But...
The vibe out... I mean...
It was the transit vans
at the start. That was very British. Yeah, but I think they're, what are they, like a Danish developer? So if they're European, it's quite similar. But now I was getting kind of a, maybe kind of like a Midwest America
maybe,
kind of vibe.
But
I mean,
cornfields and stuff,
but a lot of the stuff was like, I mean, when you go into the kind of city and the industrial areas, I mean, it's difficult not to kind of think of like Half-Life and stuff. And kind of like
it was
old
very city
Eastern Bloc kind of... architecture and stuff, but I don't know.
But yeah, you're basically like trying to get your way, and again, you don't know why you're going to this side of the screen. You don't know why you're traveling right.
Yeah.
But you're going there, and you're kind of getting like pursued by like whatever authority is in charge.
Yeah.
And then trying to like evade them, and then kind of just keep going through.
Yeah.
But basically, there's a lot of bits where you're like chased by, for instance, dogs.
Yeah.
Right. And there were so many bits, right, when I was getting chased by, like, these dogs at the start, and then other things towards the end.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, this game is, like, there is literally no game to this. It might as well be a dance mat.
Well, yeah.
Because
it's, I totally know what you mean.
Right? See, if you were, like, blindfolded and, like,
you
told when to press
each
button, you could complete the game.
Yeah.
With somebody sitting next to you going, press A now, and you would do it.
Yeah.
And there'd be no issue. Because, like, there were so many points where, like, you were chased by a dog. And I guess that this is, like, maybe, like, for cinematic purpose and stuff and, like, drama.
Mm.
But there were bits where you would, like, jump off a cliff to evade a dog. And it was like by the skin of your teeth you were making it, but there was no way that you were never gonna. It was always just by the skin of your teeth you would evade like something.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, it's frustrating to a point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's no actual, like...
I know what you mean. It feels...
play to this.
It feels very much like... it's like, again, early on when you're in that forest area to start with, the first moment where kind of the people, the other people start chasing you. And, I mean, I think the first time I did it, I, like, tripped over that log. And
yeah.
And it caught me.
Catches you, yeah.
And I know what you mean. It's like you either jump it or you don't. It's like a totally binary...
Yeah,
there's not really any in-between. You know,
because, like,
mean?
Another game would maybe be, like, you trip over the log, but then you use, like, a speed boost or something and get away.
Or you can at least,
or
like,
the enemy might trip over the log as well, because they would be different. Yeah. They would be, like, randomly programmed AI.
That's the thing. It's like... and I totally know what you mean. That log bit's a good example because you trip over the log and then you get... it's essentially like you trip and the death animation starts because the kid can't get up and then the guy comes and like shakes you to death or whatever he does. And it's, there's, so I know what you mean. There's no... you can't like, oh, fall him back and like...
yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
It's just... because that's what I mean. It's like, it's basically... if you don't do the kind of things that it wants you to do, if you don't press the buttons in the exact right time... it's like insta-death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in a way, it was kind of... there was something kind of like Hotline Miami-ish about it. Because like you die and then you're like straight back to where you are.
I thought that
to do it again. But that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, I've died here and I know why I've died. Yeah. Because this game is so like regimented and exactly when it wants me to press the button. And it's kind of almost like... rubbing your nose in the fact that you didn't have the foresight to know that you would trip over this log and die.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, you've messed that up. Go back literally three settings and do it properly, all right? It's like, well, why not just let me put the controller down and do it for me?
Yeah.
If I'm such an idiot, kind of thing.
I know what you mean. I think that, particularly what you said about dying in this, because, I mean, the first time... because you're going along and you kind of evade all these things. And then the first time you die, it's like... and it puts you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite jarring, because I know what you mean. It's like, for example, something like Hotline Miami, it's like you die and you die and you die and you die. You die like...
just loads of like hundreds of times and in like one mission you'll die.
But it's totally different, because you're like, oh, okay. Because that's more about like... strategy, and you're like, okay, so I bust through the door and some guy blew me away, I'm not gonna do that again.
That's
whereas
like,
with this, it's like,
Hotline Miami's like the Edge of Tomorrow of video games.
Totally.
So I need to wait on him getting to the door and then hit him with it and throw a spanner at this guy's face and stuff like that.
Whereas with this, you're totally right. It's like, do it again, but do it right.
It's not like, alright, well, what if this time I try and run under the log? It's like, well, no, that's not an option.
Yeah.
You jump the log. This is a log you jump. Okay.
Yeah.
So that bothered me a lot.
Yeah.
Like, but to the game's credit, there were points when I was like, where that did really annoy me. And it was mostly when I was dying. But when I wasn't dying... which, to be fair, wasn't a lot.
No, see,
it's not like
I
died
very much.
Loads.
Yeah.
Because again, once you know what it's wanting you to do, you kind of learn. But there were points when that was bothering me.
Yeah.
But when I was just kind of playing the game, that wasn't really it wasn't making me angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just playing it, kind of like enjoying the game.
Uh huh.
But then again, it would like jarringly when I did die. I was like, why do you
keep making me do this? It's quite, I mean, overall, because obviously it's got a very interesting aesthetic and we'll talk more about the story and stuff, but I think it's quite nice to play, I think, and it's ruined by those moments where you're then, you know what I mean, you get these really kind of jarring, like, oh, well, I mean, really, did I deserve to die for that, you know what I mean, like, is there not some other, but, and that's because it is, it's got that kind of, like, I mean, you're either alive or you're dead. There's not like a... you can't take damage or you can't... you know what I mean? There's no in-between. It's like you either succeed or you fail. So, yeah. And I think it interrupts the... and I know what you mean. It's like, it's almost... because obviously what they've gone for... it's almost like they tried to make... you know, one of these games like Gone Home or like Firewatch or like Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, like these walking about simulator. Yeah, you know, these like experience games that are more like you say, these kind of walking sim things, and it's like, it's more about telling a story or presenting an idea. It's like they've tried to make a game like that, but then they've said, oh, but we want it also to be a game.
Yeah, and like, we want there to be challenge.
And what's happened is, like, both have kind of suffered in a way, because, like you say, you don't get that... You don't get that kind of uninterrupted experience, and you also get, like, these kind of, like, frustrating puzzles.
It reminded me a lot almost of, like, the Impossible game.
Yeah.
That we, like, jump over these triangles thing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the exact right moment.
Yeah.
But the thing with that is, again, that's totally different.
Because
that's not like a story.
No, that's just
this,
like a...
This wee orange block isn't telling a story. It's just like literally a challenge.
That's what you're saying. It's like you're saying about this being a dance map, but like a dance map for your thumb. Is
totally.
Because like you're like, okay, I need to jump.
So there is that massive kind of drawback. I don't know how you play this game without... that you know what I mean. I don't know how you can make that game perfectly, because like if it is kind of like, which it does seem like they're trying to do this like experience rather than like a game, but there's also this like kind of stealth puzzle element to it. It's like, how do you do that? How do you marry those two with like consequence and stuff?
Because that's it,
without it
some...
being, you know what I mean,
without
it being as well, because it's very difficult to like, I don't know, open your parameters up when you've only got, like, it's literally just moving in one direction kind of thing. You've only got, like, 2.5D to play with.
Yeah.
It's not like you can run around and evade the people. It's like, well, you've only got, like, one area, a track
totally.
To run on,
yeah.
So what do you do here?
Yeah.
So, it's a tough one. It's a tough, like, juggling act.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think they still manage it.
Yeah.
On the whole, you know what
I would
mean?
Say so. Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's like there's moments definitely where it becomes problematic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the most part, I'm much the same. I played it, playing it through, and it was those moments where you were just like, oh, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, I mean, the rest of it. Because that's the thing. It's like there's nothing. You're never. I don't know. There's nothing ever else that kind of takes you out of the experience. It's always just those little kind of like, oh, seriously moments, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I
have to like admit, when I was playing it, I did like resort to looking at walkthroughs at certain points.
Yeah?
Because I was
like,
just...
what bits?
There's one bit in particular that really grated on me.
Because I think there's a couple of bits I'm interested to...
Because I was like... It wasn't because like I didn't think I could do it eventually.
Yeah.
It was because I was getting so fed up at trying to do it.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, I just want to finish this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I knew you wanted to talk about it.
Yes.
So I'm like, right.
Get this done.
And I had like, I happened to have Friday night completely free.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to do this tonight.
Just like blitz through
so
it.
So I was
yeah.
like, right, I'll just look up what this bit is.
So what bit was
it? It was the bit, there was two bits. The first bit that really drove me to looking this up was the like shockwave atrium bit.
Yeah.
Because it's that point where you have to climb up a ladder and there's like a cranky wheel bit that goes around.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is impossible.
Yeah.
And again, that's the problem with these puzzles. They're impossible like to figure out just first time,
aye,
some of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there's no way you would know how to do that. Unless you died like a million times trying to figure it out.
The shockwave bit was quite frustrating at points.
Because that's like totally insta-death.
Yeah,
it's like not like, even insta-death. It's like you explode.
Yeah,
and
you're like blown away.
Yeah. Other than that, it was the point towards the end with the wee siren baby ring girl thing.
Okay.
Chasing me underwater.
Yeah.
Because I was like struggling with it because I was confused as to what a certain part, like that chain that went backwards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know the purpose of that.
Yeah.
And I was
that
like,
took me a while to figure out as well. It took, because basically what you do is you lure her to one side.
Go back up.
Yeah.
And
then jump
so
in.
So you've got a wee bit more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was hanging on that chain for ages. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, for so long, I had no idea. I was like, am I supposed to, like, fish for her with this chain and catch her, or I had no clue what I was supposed to do there. Yeah.
Should we go through like the sort of
major
kind of beats of the game, I suppose?
Yeah. So obviously we've said before, you start in this forest. little boy, red shirt.
Yep.
The way that they present the kind of people and stuff in this game is like quite eerie, because you have like no...
You've no
nobody features. Has any features. No. It's really strange.
I didn't really notice, to start with, that the boy didn't actually have any features.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell, because you've got this kind of distance.
Yeah, and also, I thought that the like, authority men, with their, like, Tammies and stuff, yeah. I thought they were wearing, like, masks.
They are. They're wearing these yeah. weird, like...
White masks.
Yeah, they're just... They look like just, like, kind of oval white, with, like, eye holes, and, like, a little band holding yeah. it on, so...
Yeah. But yeah, you're, like... That is one thing that I do think it progresses really naturally. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it starts off, you're in this like forest running for these people.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like make it through like this rainstorm.
Yeah.
Chased by dogs and like some guys with torches and yeah. stuff, which is very like tense.
Yeah. Because you kind of run through this forest, and then, as you alluded to earlier on, you kind of jump off this cliff away from these dogs, mm-hmm. and you end up in this kind of. Like kind of more
like an agricultural.
Yeah, like you go through this kind of like little
a long cornfield.
Yeah, you go through this kind of farmland and stuff,
and then you go into like you start going into like barns and stuff.
Yeah, but you like you're saying, the transition between these environments is like you jump off this cliff and you end up in this kind of like pond thing at the side of the road, and then you cross the road and you slide down and you end up in this kind of agricultural bit, like you say.
A ditch with loads of like dead pigs.
Yeah, you cross these kind of dead pigs.
Which I thought was it. I was like, well, that's quite an interesting development. Uh-huh. It's like there's some sort of blight.
Well, that's it.
And
that's
stuff
the thing. It's like
this dystopian.
It's another
society.
Interesting thing. It's the way that they get, and we'll probably talk about this more as the game goes on, as to what it actually does with these bits of information. But it's a game that very much you go through it. It like. Gives you these little bits of information, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, as you go through the game, and you're like, so, because obviously you start off, you've got these people who, I mean, regardless, they're out there, and when they see you, they're not happy about it, and then you like you say, you come at these dead pigs, and then you get further into the farmland, and you've got like a pig, like attacks you at one point.
Yeah, a pig's got like this brain parasite thing that's like making it go crazy.
Yeah.
So you have to like
charges at you and you have to jump over it.
you have to jump over it and like make it knock itself out.
Yeah.
And you can pull the parasite
you, like,
thing.
Yeah, pull the worm out. It's
and aye, because that's awesome. The point of the like the first or no, it's definitely for me it's the first like kinda jaw dropping point of the uh-huh. game. Because throughout this like going through the farmland bit, the only people you had seen before this were like kind of hunting you. They were like government like snatch men or whatever.
Yeah.
But then once you get into this like agricultural area, you go into like a kind of area that has these kind of drone people.
Yeah, is this just when you
kinda,
first
like,
get to the city?
Yeah, it's just outside the city.
Yeah,
and
they're kind
wearing
of
like dungarees, and they're just kind of like slouched, stooped heads.
Yeah.
And you use the pig to jump onto, like, you don't know what it's going to do, because you don't know, you just know that
you just
need
know
because
it's got lights.
There's some, there's like a thing hanging with lights on it.
Yeah.
You know that you need to reach for it,
uh-huh.
and you have to get on the pig to jump for it. You jump onto it, and the wee boy attaches his head to it, and then it lets you, like, control the other guys. Like,
I know what you mean,
like, drone people.
I know what you mean about it being one of these moments. It's like, because up until you actually use it, you have no idea. Like you've no idea that you're gonna do this weird, like, because like you
telepathy
say, he puts it
thing.
On, he puts it on, and then you're like, oh, what's happening? Oh, I'm moving those guys, because like he kind of like marches in like midair with this like helmet on, the little boy, and you're like, what? And you realize that you're controlling the, so that's the first, and again, it's like
that totally creeped me out as well. I was like, this is freaking.
Oh yeah,
this is a really weird. This is weird what is happening.
And you get your first taste of the kind of puzzles where you have to use these kind of drones, because you put them all to this door and then lift up the door and they walk and pull down this bit of scaffolding. Yeah.
Properly
really,
freaky though,
it's a really weird moment,
And then you use that to get into the city.
Yeah.
And then once you're in the city, you have another kind of like interesting change in gameplay where you now have to like pretend like you're one of them.
Yeah.
Like
you
to
join
march
this
in
kind
line.
Of, yeah.
You're marching in line. and there's like a camera on you, like a light shining on you, and you have to like move exactly like the line of people are moving.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a nice like interesting change of gameplay. Yeah. And then there's more like dogs. There's fucking dogs,
Alan's
man.
Alan's favourite bit of the game.
Like, because the thing is, right, as well, see this game? This game, like, and I'm very impressed I completed it, because it covers two of my fears.
Yeah, of
one of them, dogs, I'm afraid of in real life.
Yeah.
The second,
and they were scary dogs.
They were scary dogs.
Like darkness
vicious,
dogs.
Like Doberman dogs.
Yeah.
And the second one, darkness dog. The second one, swimming parts in video games.
Yeah.
Like, terrifying. I hate swimming things in video games.
Yeah, and especially the swimming parts in this game.
Yeah, because you're being chased by something. Because that's what I always think is going to happen when you're swimming in a video game.
You're going to get pursued.
You're going to get chased by something. And I hate it.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't mind swimming in real life.
Yeah.
Unless I'm being chased, where I probably wouldn't like it. But swimming stuff in video games, I hate. So yeah, this was challenging for me.
Yeah.
This is an emotionally trying game for me.
So yeah, you make it past, this kind of, you go through this kind of march of these drones. Mm-hmm. You manage to convince this camera, and then
And then you go kind of like to the upper city.
Yeah.
You see like a nice subway and stuff.
Yeah.
And you see there's like there could be real people in the world, not just like brain dead zombie.
Well, that's
people.
It. When you go through this this march bit, you see people standing at the side of the line.
Yeah,
these people with the masks on, and there's
some
like
with
little kids with the masks on.
Yeah,
and like you say, folk with clipboards and stuff. So again, it's like,
and you don't know why what they're doing with these people as well. They're being marched into a line that goes off into the background. So you obviously kind of move to the background.
Yeah.
So you know that you're not going that way.
But again, it's like another kind of, you start to get these little bits of the puzzle, I suppose.
Yeah.
And where to next? It's
after that. It's the I'm sure that's the moving into the like submarine part, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the dock.
You go down.
You see a guy get out of a submarine,
and then
it's like, hey,
steal the submarine.
You're like, hey, oh, submarine section. Like,
submarine
comes out
bit
of
was
nowhere.
Great.
The submarine
bit
was really good.
Yeah.
But when it happened, I was like, in the submarine? Really?
Yeah.
And then
that was probably my favourite bit of the whole game.
It was
the submarine
good,
section. Yeah. Because then you're kind of like exploring the depths of what looks like it's a ship, but it's actually like
some
a sunken laboratory.
Yeah. It gets, I was kind of, that was a bit where, like you say, you get to what I think is obviously the truth of the environment eventually. We're like, okay, so this is some kind of like facility, at least, that's now underwater. But see, when you go through it and there's all these pipes and all these chambers, and obviously there's like, kind of normal numbers and stuff, so you're like, okay. But when I first went down, you're like, is this supposed to be some kind of like spaceship, or is this like some kind of
a wreckage?
What is this?
I thought it was the wreckage of a boat.
And you're like, what's the deal? But then, like you say, you kind of, as you move through it, you start to realise this is some kind of
facility
of some
kind.
And
then you go through that, you get out of that, and what, like, you get into this bit, which I was like, I thought was going to be incredibly tedious. And it partly was, but I did enjoy it at the same time for comedic value, where you basically end up in like a mine, and you have to, you go to this like platform, and above it is like a number, and it's like 19.
Yeah, I remember this.
And there's
bit,
one
of
these like zombie men standing on it, and there's like another one standing to the side. And you go and stand on it, and it reduces to 18. And you're like, oh, I need to get 19 of these weirdos to come and like stand on this platform, which seems like it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it really was,
because
you have to go to like 5 separate areas to get them all.
Because you go up and down an elevator, and there's like two bits off each.
And I was lucky enough that the first place I went was like the right place to go first. Because you go one way, there's a few of them just milling about, and you end up getting one of these like brain control helmet things, and it breaks off and stays on you, so then you end up being able to control them by walking near them.
Yeah.
So you kind of just wander near loads of them in all these levels, and they all kind of amass and follow
you, around you,
which was hysterical for like...
It's because they're all just like...
bumping into each other and shuffling about like it's the Thriller video or something like that.
It's so funny.
It is really funny.
It starts to get really comical when they like throw themselves off ledges and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so if you go along and there's one above you and you walk to the end and you'll come tumbling down.
Totally.
It's just like, this is wacky.
Yeah. So then you get them onto like this platform and it opens, and then you just kind of abandon them. You just kind of leave them there.
Yeah.
And then you go into, that's when you go into like the facility properly, isn't it?
You actually
kind of enter into a facility.
Yeah.
And then a sort of settinged underwater section develops, but this time it's swimming rather than a submarine.
Yeah.
Because in the submarine section, you start getting pursued by this wee girl that we mentioned earlier, who's kind of like, she's like a wee... She looks like about your size.
Yeah.
With like long black hair.
Uh-huh.
She looks like the girl with the ring.
Yeah, she does actually.
And she kind of swims like terrifyingly fast at you. And if she catches you, she'll crack the window of the submarine and kill you. But you could beat her by like shining the light on her.
Yeah, you shine the light at her and it keeps her away.
Yeah, and then you have to like boost away for her.
Yeah, because that's another thing. You get a kind of cool little boost thing in the submarine that you use to
battering ram.
Destroy things in your way and stuff,
but then you get into this like second section where you have to like swim through another facility, and this time she's chasing you, but you're just swimming, so you don't have like a torch or something. This was paranoia city for me. I was just like, this is terrifying, having to like run away for this girl. So scary. Because she's all, and again, she's always like right on your tail catching you. But eventually she does catch you.
Yeah.
And you kind of like drown. You like go, like, you sink while she's like kind of on you, like killing you, presumably drowning you. And initially I thought I was like, this was me, just I've messed it up. And then it goes on too long and you're like, all right, this
I thought that initially I was like, oh, so I'm going to respawn.
Yeah, but then you go all the way down and she kind of like plugs something into your chest. And then she looks like she drowns. Like, she seems to... She lets go.
She stops.
And it seems
and like
she drowns.
Yeah.
And then you keep going below. The thing, like, unplugs for your chest. Uh-huh. And you end up in, like, this sort of bit at the bottom where these fishes swim around you. And, like, there's a light on you.
Yeah.
And you, like, wake up.
Uh-huh.
And you can now, like, breathe underwater. And you can also use your, like, telepathy without the helmets
now. So what you did before when all the... kind of drone people surrounded you, you can do that now without the
It was kind of, and I wasn't sure, as like, as did you, was that the girl, like, was that her, was she always trying to imbue you with that power?
I don't know,
you know what I mean? Or because if she was, what was wrong with the many other times she killed me for
see I thought that as well time. I was like, is this what she's always trying to do? But yeah, I don't know.
Because, yeah, I was unsure if she was, like, malevolent or not in the end.
I know what you mean.
Because it was kind of like, were you always just trying to give me this, like, superpower hug?
Maybe.
Where you, like, taught me how to breathe underwater.
I get that they... Obviously, it was good. It would maybe good to have her as a threat and then turn out to be an ally, I suppose, in the end. But it undermines the fact that she's been murdering you for the past, like, 10 minutes or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, difficult. But it definitely seems like some kind of boon, you know what I mean? Because you can then, for the rest of the game, you can breathe underwater.
It's like, it's so much easier. Because then you swim into, like, further into, like, this whatever mystery, giant, colossal facility.
Yeah.
And then once you kind of get inside, you see that they're experimenting or having succeeded in, like, inverting water. Like, water is now, like... It's almost like they've inverted the gravity in rooms.
Yeah, so the water is on, like, the top half of the room. Yeah. And as you go through it, you get some kind of puzzles where you can, like, move the level of the water, you know what I mean?
Totally, yeah.
And you see...
There are, like, the water, and that's controlled by, like, a sort of, it's almost like a computer server with a big cord and then, like, a person attached to the end of it. Yeah, and those people are, like, kind of, like, floating in this roof water.
Uh-huh.
Like, they almost look like they're mines.
Yeah.
Like depth charge mines, things. Yeah. And then you keep going through, and then there's, like, what I thought was the funniest bit of the whole game, which is when you turn off, like, a load of these, like, mine people things.
Yeah.
And they all just, like, flop to the floor.
Yeah.
And then they get up, and it's like, oh, because they're all, like, missing heads and arms
and you
stuff.
See, like, there's, like, arms flopping on the floor and stuff.
And they're all kind of, like, disfigured and, like, just shuffling after you. Because, again, you've got this, like, weird telepathy thing. So they follow you around for a bit. And, like, again, they, like, flop off ledges and stuff after you and stuff, which is really funny. Yeah. And it ends up
You get into, like, a bit of the facility that seems to be still inhabited by...
like, normal people. Yeah, because you get to a point where while these, like, weird, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, messed up people are, you know, chasing you or, like, following you. Rather. You see, like, a window.
Uh-huh.
And outside the window, there's, like, a door in the distance where, like, other people are going in.
Yeah.
So you end up, like, getting out of this bit of the facility and you walk up. You kind of just... they, like, help you up on a ledge and you just leave them
there. You just abandon them.
And then you go through this door and it's not, like, zombie people. It's, like, actual people that are going through the door.
It's, like, scientists and, like, office workers and stuff. Yeah.
So you follow them. You follow them through this, like, inhabited part.
Because they're all kind of running to... running to the right, aren't they? Yeah.
And you follow them and then they get to, like, a window... and you, like, get to the window as well. And I thought, it was like, oh, this must be the end.
Yeah.
And you can't see what's happening.
No, you kind of press up against the window and they're all looking at something.
Yeah.
But you can't see it. Yeah.
So then, for, like, almost, like, it's pretty much the first time in the game as well. You have to go left.
Yeah.
You have to go back.
You go left and then up.
And then you go up and around and stuff. And then you end up eventually getting inside this chamber.
Yeah.
That it turns out the window is attached to. And inside... floating in this, like, big mass of water is, like, a blob thing.
A meatball.
It's a meatball, it's, like, a weird Cronenberg monster. Yes. Like, it's just, like...
it's, like, arms and human. Legs. Yeah. And...
there's, like, arms and legs and just, like, it's a big ball of skin with all these, like, limbs sticking out of it. And it's got these,
it's got three of these...
it's got four of these, like, plug things attached.
Like the one that gets you with.
Were attached to. So you... when you get, like, sucked into this chamber, all your clothes come off as well. So you, like, you swim up to the window and you realise it's the window.
And all the folk are like...
yeah. And you go over to the blob thing and you, like, start taking the plugs out.
Yeah.
And you take three of them out. And then when you take the fourth one out, you get absorbed into the blob.
Yeah.
And then suddenly... you're now playing as the
blob. You become this blob.
Which
is
the big kind of
floating about in the...
yeah, that's like the end game twist. Yeah. You start now playing as this weird blob thing. So then you go and you, like, break the window, kind of, and escape. And now you're just, like...
it becomes this, like, rampage.
Yeah, because you're just wrecking
this...
shit.
Yeah,
you're
it becomes like... this, like, rampage through this facility. And again, you start, like, running to the left.
Going backwards, like, breaking, like, chambers that have got, like, other zombie people in them.
Yeah.
And kind of freeing them and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like,
crushing loads of...
crushing walls and people. And, like, there's a point where you, like, go through an office, which looks like it could be the CEO of the company or something that you're in.
And you're, like, steamroller
this
guy.
You go straight through them. Full, like, body slam him to, like, a floor really deep down and, like, splatter him everywhere.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're kind of, like, keeping going through it. And the other office workers and kind of, like, hard hat wearing shirt people are kind of, like, trying to help you almost.
Yeah, it definitely looks that way. Because there's a bit in particular where they're...
they hand you something. Yeah, they help you
they
with
give
a puzzle.
Yeah, they help you. They give you one of these, like, jet block things.
Yeah.
And the guy, like... you throw it up to him and he pulls the lever and gives it back to you and then you use it to
press a button,
flip a switch. Yeah.
So and you sort of keep going through all of this and you go, there's a point in this which I thought was the end of the game. turned out it wasn't the end of the game by some way off, right? Where you'll know the bit I'm talking about. You go down into, like, you fall into this bit, and there's, like, a furnace.
Yeah.
And you open the furnace. And what you're meant to do is throw this block in, and it goes on fire, yeah. And then you use that to blow something up, and yeah. It opens another portion yeah. of the map up. But I thought that you were meant to kill yourself furnace. In the furnace. Because,
right, okay.
like, you were in this, like, living hell.
Yeah, so you were, like, you were this weird, like, blob thing. Yeah.
So I kept trying to, like, force myself into the furnace for a good 5 minutes. I tried nice. To get myself into this yeah. furnace before I was like, maybe I'm no yeah. supposed to burn myself to death here.
That's so funny.
So yeah, you're like, you keep going through, and you've now.
And also, it's worth mentioning as well, this thing, like, makes these really horrible, like, moaning, like, wailing oh, sounds yeah, as well.
Yeah, there's loads of people inside.
Yeah.
It's like moaning, it's like, because you've almost got,
they're
like.
They're like,
yeah. You've got, like, kind of super strength yeah, as well, because yeah. you can, like, lift, like, pylons yeah. and stuff. Like, there's a bit where dogs chase after a bit, yeah, they can't do anything, because they're no just hope. Like.
Yeah.
They almost look like they're more, like, enticed by how hungry, like how maybe. Appetizing yeah. a giant meatball yeah. would be. And yeah, you basically go through another sort of series of puzzles where it's kind of like, it's almost like the culmination of the stuff you've learned yeah. up until then.
But like with a serious twist.
Well, like a yeah. horrible, like, body horror yeah. twist. And then at the end of the game, you break out of this facility, like, rolled in a big
oh,
cliff,
God, yeah.
and, like, end up, like, on a beach.
Yeah.
With, like, this a ray of sunlight hitting you, and then that's.
It just kind of, like, the camera stops. Just kind of holds there, and then it finishes.
And then the credits roll after, like, a wee while.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of, like,
left, like.
What was any of that?
Yeah.
There is an alternate end, though.
There is. Yeah. Did you watch it?
I watched it, yeah. So I know it is. I didn't do it, because
yeah.
once was enough, frankly, yeah. to play that game.
But basically, to explain the alternate end, and as you go through, the achievements in the game are essentially tied to, you can find these orbs
yeah.
hidden throughout the game. They're all attached by these yellow wires. And when I got to the end of the point towards the end of the game where you find, you know, the large orb
uh-huh.
in the facility, when I got to that point, I was missing, like, one.
Right.
So I got to that orb, and because you go, it's a point where you can climb down a ladder and carry on, but if you climb up, you go through this kind of ventilation shaft, and you end up in this big, like, what looks like a big barn, because there's, like, grass on the floor and stuff, and there's this massive orb with these little steps going up to it, and a big board on the wall with lights, and there was, like, when I got there, obviously, there was, like, one light oh. not lit up, and I was like, God! And this big orb's got this door in it that's obviously closed. So I was like, I've got to go back and find. And, like, you can tell by the lights, you know, because you know how if you load the game, you go back through the chapter. So you can yeah. tell where they are. So I went back and I got that. You pull the, I don't know, like, the batteries out of these orbs and they blow up or whatever. Yeah. And so you go back and you go into this. And this, you go into the orb and obviously you can't see inside the orb. And it took me, like, longer than I'm willing to admit to realise that I had to hold beer or whatever and pull out the battery, and so I was like, what, does this go somewhere, do yeah. I wait, you know what I mean? And then I held beer and you hear him pull out the battery, and then if you go back to the cornfield towards the beginning of the game, there's a little trap door, because that's where one of the orbs is as well earlier on. You go down and there's this little, like, bunker, and there's a door in the bunker, and it's, like, lit up now, and there's a room. There's 2 points in the game, actually. There's a secret room where there's an orb in the facility, and there's a kind of alleyway that you can go down where there's another orb on the outskirts of the city. And in both those places, there's, like, a tape recorder that plays, like, this melody.
Right.
So you go down into the bunker, and there's, like, a three-way switch. And once you've got all the orbs, you go down, and if you play the melody from these places, like, the door opens, and you go in. You crawl through this tunnel for ages, and then you get to this room. It looks like a, it's this kind of cavernous room, and there's one of these, like, you know, the little mind control hats.
Yeah.
And you go up to the wall, and you pull a vent off, and there's a big cable, and you pull the cable out, And then all the computers in the room, like, short circuit, and the mind control thing goes off. And then the little boy, like, folds over, like, one of those drone people. And yeah. That's the, like, alternate ending.
So totally worth it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was worth it. I thought it was interesting. But, like, I suppose the next thing is, like, what do you make of the game then? We said as we're going through it, like, it gives you these little bits of information. But even in the end, when you get to the meatball bit and you get to the bit of the beach at the end, you're still like,
What was that?
You know what I mean? So it never, like I say, it gives you all these little bits, but it never puts them together for you.
Totally.
And then, of course, the alternate ending as well is like an extra spanner in the works.
If I'm honest, I've nearly given it any thought.
Yeah.
I feel like you maybe have.
I've given it.
Wanted to talk about this. So I'm willing to entertain any of your notions.
Yeah. No, I mean, I gave it a little bit of thought because obviously.
You prepared enough for this episode.
Well, I mean, even. I finished the game.
I feel doing 3 hours of playing this game was enough prep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more prep than I've ever done for an episode.
I know, this was a game we played, and then, because even I said to you last time, I was like, play this and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's not even like a passive experience. Some people are like, we'll watch this film together even.
Of course. Yeah.
This is like something we actually like went away, played separately.
I mean, obviously I thought about it a little bit, because I got to the end, and obviously you have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still quite. I think it remains. I mean, I've seen so many people with some like wacky theories. You know what I mean? Folk always.
What
have
are they?
Crazy.
Tell me some of them.
Like, I saw a guy that was like, "Oh, it's like an analogy for like battling cancer." It's like
how.
Well, that was it. Yeah, but like, there's all sorts of stuff floating around out there, and I think. When I was playing it, I definitely saw. Shades of, particularly when you get the alternate ending, I definitely saw shades of things like BioShock,
mm-hmm.
and some of the things that says about like player agency and like free will in games.
Yeah,
I definitely saw some of that. I saw a lot of stuff, even things like even like little touches, things like The Last of Us, in the sense of, you know what I mean, the kind of like. I think the telling thing is when you were speaking about the pig, you called it like a brain parasite thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I think obviously is.
Even though it was in his ass. An ass parasite.
Yeah. Yeah, and thing like. Obviously, we said like.
Psychic ringworm is what it was.
Yeah. And. Obviously I mentioned earlier on, like, the setting wise and stuff, things like Half-Life, mm-hmm. and setting this kind of, and I definitely, when you go back and you look at it and you see, like, what looks like, there's these, in the very beginning you run, the game's set up like you're running away from these people, but then when you get to the end you're like, okay, so the kid's not necessarily running away, he might be like running towards this thing at the end, and you know what I mean? Like, it starts to kind of...
Probably running toward the block.
Yeah, and this is kind of one of the things. It's like...
But you think, was there something to do with, like, kids in that world being, like, super-powered in some way?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Because there's a point in it, I don't know if, like, there's a point in it where you had to, there's, like, you know, there's a room in it where you have to, like, it's one of the, like, anti-gravity water puzzles where you have to actually like lower the level. That's the only one in the game actually. Where you lower the level of the water, and then you have to like get
you
to
move
a, point
a
where
box.
You move a box,
then, yeah.
But see, when you go to get the box, a door opens up,
yeah,
and like a guy with a forklift comes in, and a guy comes in next to him, like holding the hand of a wee boy,
yeah,
and then they're kind of like. They look around because they think you're maybe around there and you're hiding behind the box. Then the guy with the forklift picks up like a cage full of these zombie people and then like goes away with them. And the wee boy kind of gets like carted away by this other guy. And I'm kind of like, do the wee boys or like the kids in this have some sort of the psychic control? Is that a thing? Is
maybe,
that how you, the wee boy, can like use your, like develop this psychic ability thing?
I don't know. I mean,
because
possibly.
It's not like at any point you see like a man
no.
with like the brain helmet on or anything like that. You know what I mean?
So you think maybe kids are like, you know what I mean? You use the kids to control
yeah,
them.
Because like even in that point where you're like, you have to blend in to the queue like zombie people.
Yeah.
We should come up with a better word for them.
Yeah,
you blend into the queue of these drones.
Yeah.
There are, again, like, masked men with, like, wee kids.
Yeah.
Like, they're holding their hands, kind of like they're manipulating
yeah.
the people in some way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and obviously you have the wee girls,
uh-huh.
and they're, like, these weird, like, water siren
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. I mean, that's the thing. It's, I think, one of the things about the end, and obviously you've got this big facility.
Yeah.
And it looks very... I mean, that's another thing, is that another comparison is like, when you go through this facility, and there's even the bit, the puzzle you're talking about where you lower the water,
mm.
there's like a big window,
yeah.
there's like scientists, there's like a video camera set up, and I was like, this is like kind of like getting like a really like Aperture Labs kind of vibe,
totally.
You know what I mean, from this. And it's like, and the way that it's set up in the end when you get to the meatball, and they're all... All the scientists, like, you've got all these kind of, like, cubicles where there's guys in hazmat suits and they're doing all the, taking readings and doing all these tests.
Yeah.
And you get to this meatball thing, and it's like, that seems like it's the very centre of this facility.
Yeah, like, it's what they've been working on.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like, and when I got to that point, and after I've thought about playing it, I was like, is this meatball thing, is this, like, because you throughout the game, you see all these things, it's like, in the forest at the beginning, you don't really put it together until you see more later on, but it very much looks like, because in the beginning, you see them like packing off these people into these trucks and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then they take them for the trucks and march them into the city.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't realise, you see these pods that are like wired up in the forest, and they've got these yellow lights in them, and you don't realise until much later on that they have like the drones inside them.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then, so you have that, and then you have, like, the worms and the pigs, and then the little girls, and, like, all this other stuff. And then you get to the meatball at the end, and you're like, okay, so, is this, like, a... You know how... It's a weird example. You know how, like, there's the bit in, like, the Marvel films where they have, like, Thor's hammer, and they build this little containment unit around it, and they're doing all these tests
okay,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, is this... some kind of like scientific ground zero, and they've reverse engineered or like made all these things from this monster.
That's an interesting way to think,
you know what I mean?
It,
so
yeah.
like there's this, however it's come to be, whether it's some external thing or it's like some weird science monster thing, like however this meatball exists, because it's all wired up and stuff, I'm like, is this monster the source of all this weird technology in this world, you know what I mean? Like, they've used the monster to make, because obviously there's been some kind of environmental or blight, like you said at
mm-hmm.
the beginning, there's been some kind of catastrophe anyway.
Yeah, it looks that way.
And obviously all the research and all the weird projects they're doing in this facility, like, it looks, because a lot of this facility is flooded, I'm like, is there like some kind of like weird sea level thing, and they're doing these experiments with like controlling the level of water, like, is this some kind of, you know what I mean? And I'm, and all the things with the worms, and the, obviously if there's hardly any people, they use these drones to do all their building and everything else. It's like, are they obviously using this meatball thing to build all this different stuff and
maybe
do all these different experiments? And like, that's the vibe I got from it. And then further to that, my kind of final assessment of it, I suppose, was that, you know how everybody like runs up, when you get like the bit you said, you get to the window and you see people running into the inner facility,
yeah,
and then you get in and they're all pressed up against the glass. The thing I thought eventually was, what if this is like, they've had this meatball monster thing, and what if it's been kind of like lying dormant, and they've been like using it to do these experiments and build all this stuff.
Yeah.
But like, what if it started to like react?
It's come to life kind of thing.
And so they're all like, oh my God, what's it doing? And then what if in the end
the little boy is like, and like you say, the twist in the end is like, oh my god, we play as the meatball at the end. But like, what if the twist in like a kind of Would You Kindly Bioshock thing, mm-hmm. what if the little boy is like an agent of this meatball in the end?
Maybe.
Who, like I said before, it's like, it's set up to make you think you're running away at the start, but you only ever, like you say, you only ever go to the right, you only ever go towards this meatball in the end, and it's only when you become the meatball that you start really going left, right, up, down, all over the shop. Yeah, so what if, you know what I mean, what if the little boy is actually, and I don't know, it's really, because obviously if the psychic control and the like brain parasite and all the drone and mind control stuff is all reverse engineered from the meatball,
yeah,
then surely the meatball would like have the power to do that. And you know what I mean? And then when you think about the alternate ending where you go down into this... See, that's the thing. The bunker is interesting in this reading of it, because when you actually go into the bunker, if you go to the room where you pull out the plug is on the right, but if you go to the room on the left where you find the orb earlier on, it's like a dark room. It's like a photography dark room.
Right.
And like hanging up, and it's a really clever, because obviously you see this long before the end of the game, and it's a detail that everybody would miss. But if you go back into the dark room and you look really closely at the photos hanging up on the rails, mm-hmm. one of the photos is of the blob.
Ah, right, okay.
And I'm like, and then obviously when you get to the end and you do the alternate end and you go to the right and you go to the room and there's like a mind control thing hooked up to like what looks like all these computers and stuff, mm-hmm. and the little boy pulls his own plug out. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, what's all that? Like, and so I was getting, so obviously I thought, like, what if you're like the agent of this blob and he's come alive and he's like, right, I'm going to break out of this place.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I thought, what if it's more a case of, because when you go down to this bunker and you see someone's taking a photo of this monster,
uh-huh.
and also one of the places where you find an orb later on is like this little secret room in the facility. And it's like a place where there's like all these, there's like a chair sat and this little audio recorder thing and like all these files and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what if this is more a case of like some, this is the thing that's good from my perspective. It's so open to interpretation, but like, what if there's some more of a kind of like defector from this organization,
okay.
who's rigged up this little boy, because obviously you go in, there's all these computers and stuff, which is really sophisticated technology hidden in this bunker,
mm-hmm.
And they've got photos of the monster and stuff, and then there's like a room with all these files and stuff in the facility. I'm like, what if this is someone who's essentially like a defector or like a whistleblower or something, who's like, I'm going to put a stop to these inhumane experiments they're doing at my place of work, and I'm going to use this little boy to like sneak in. And so, I mean, I don't know.
Or like somebody's controlling the wee boy.
Yeah, so like, or they're using these computers to like issue orders to him more. Okay. And I think that's the thing. It's like, that's the two endings. It's like, you do, because obviously you can do both of them, it's not a choice, but you go and you succeed, or the boy obviously retains some sense of free will and like shuts himself off. Or, but the last thing I'll maybe. Say, the last thing I'll say about my interpretation of it is the very, very end is when you first like get sucked into the meatball and start your total hilarious rampage at the end of the game.
So good.
It's just like so jarring in like the most hilarious way. But there's a bit
it's when he's like crashing through walls and stuff, kind of like
ambling along.
It's like stumbling a bit in that, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Kind of thing. It's really funny.
But you get, there's a bit where you like crash through the ceiling into this like tank. It's like a diorama.
Yeah, like they've tried to trap you in it, kind of thing.
It's like this diorama thing, and it's like a mountainside and a beach. And if you look closely at the diorama, it's the exact scene from the end of the game.
Oh, right, okay.
And so, it's almost like,
wait, what bit are you talking about?
When there's a bit where, you know, the bit before you crash through the floor,
uh-huh.
and you're in this like glass tank before you smash out either to the right or the left, and it's like you smash out to the right, you're in the cafeteria. You go through the cafeteria bit. I think it's just before you smash through like the CEO's office. But there's like this diorama thing that you land in, and it's like, it wasn't till after I finished the game and I went back and I looked at it, it's like an exact replica of like the end scene of the game. So I was, and another thing is, when you play the game, you're only ever going, or most of the time, you're only ever going right, and a lot of the time you're going down, and particularly in the facility bit, you're going down all the time. Like, quite far down, like, when you're the meatball, you fall some great heights. And so when they get you, you kind of end up, just before the end, in this big, like, atrium, and you see all these people kind of standing in the darkness at the back, and they hang that box thing above you and trick you into falling through
into that like water chamber.
Yeah, like. And then when you eventually escape, you fall down this mountainside, and you're still going down. At no point do you go up the way to the surface, where the surface presumably is. So I'm like, is this just another containment thing? You know what I mean? And like you say about the people are helping you.
Oh, yeah.
You know how the guys are helping you? Maybe this is like some kind of contingency thing.
Yeah, because there's no way that that facility... After you go through like sunken depths and stuff, you didn't go up long enough for that to be like land level. Because
you
do,
because that's what I'm saying. It's like you have some serious falls as that blob as well. So you're going down even further.
Oh, so they've just kind of like trapped.
Yeah, so it's like what looks like, or the blob's broken free at the end. Like, and because they have the diorama, I'm like, is this just another?
Have they built this just in case?
And then that got me thinking as well. Is this? Because obviously there's all these different experiments. I'm like, is this just another experiment?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The experiment on this blob.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, there's more to it then. When you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's quite interesting to.
No, it's, even, it's definitely even like interesting.
Of,
you know what I mean?
All of that stuff is like, you can't definitively say one way or another. You know what I mean? Like,
if it's that's
all,
right.
It's all very well for me to kind of rattle all that off, but like, you're never going to know.
If that's the case.
What the actual deal is, you know what I mean? And I mean, I love things like that. I think it's... I love to, like, sit... Think about how, you know what I mean? What things mean and stuff. But it's just... I don't think you'll ever really... Because, like, I went on... I tried to see if I could, like, suss it out based on the marketing they'd used or some of the things they'd said about the game and the promotional materials. But it's like... They basically said nothing about the game. They haven't... Because I was like... Because I thought I'd read somewhere about being like, oh, a boy on the run from yada, yada, yada. And like, I couldn't find anything. It's basically just like, Inside is the latest game from Playdead, the studio that brought you Limbo. And like, that's it. Like, there's like nothing about the game. But there's a really funny... the trailer, the previous E3 trailer for the game, I saw someone tweet, like, oh, if you finished Inside, like, go back and watch the E3 trailer. It'll give you a chuckle. And I was like, what? And I went back and watched it. And it's like, the trailer is comprised entirely of, like, just shots of the office building. Like...
Right.
So, like, the cafeteria, like, the CEO's office.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of the bits where the guys in the, like... The bit where the tank room is, but guys just, and it's like the folk just working and sitting in the cafeteria, like all still and calm. And then obviously you've just finished the game where you rampage through all those spaces, and I was like, that's cool.
That they were
like,
cool.
Because you never see it like that in the game. You only ever see it in this total like carnage, like rampage at the end.
And it also like implies that the game, the title implies that it's something to do with being like trapped in this like totalitarian society, or the E3 trailer implies you're trapped in this like corporate hell sort of thing, whereas in the end I guess you're actually inside this blob thing.
You're inside this
meatball, is what the inside part of that is. Certainly a curious game. Like a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because even like even when you take into account all the stuff you've just said, there's still so like what's the deal with the wee girls?
Yeah,
like who exactly are they about?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, what? Why are these things happening to like the people?
Yeah,
like why are they all drone-ified?
Yeah,
and then how are there people that aren't drone-ified? Yeah. Like, what's their deal?
Totally. Yeah.
Why do they wear these masks?
Yeah.
Does that stop you from becoming a drone?
Yeah, I mean, the masks are definitely.
But they didn't even have faces under the masks.
But do they though?
But do they?
Well, see, what I thought is,
you didn't have a face. The wee boy doesn't have a face.
Ah, but see, the thing is, see if we played the game right, and we were the little boy.
Mm.
And we walked past these people, and they didn't have the masks on, and they had like little faces.
Mm-hmm.
We'd know straight away, because we have the same amount of facial features as those drone people do, which is like nil.
Yeah.
But with the people with the masks, they might not have a face underneath. You get me?
All right. Okay. Yeah. What? So they're trying to like trick people.
No, just, I mean, it's more about like.
Or are they trying to track?
It's, maybe it's more about like you playing the game.
Uh-huh.
If you saw that they had a face and you didn't have a face, you'd be like, why don't I have a face?
Yeah.
Right? But like, so I mean, maybe like, maybe they do have a face underneath.
Right.
But if they put the masks on from like a design point of view, I suppose, then you don't know either way. So you could think, oh, maybe this is just the style of the game. Like, nobody has a face. They don't have a face under their creepy masks, but maybe they do, and that means that would show all along that you were just like a little zombie kid, if that makes sense.
True. Yeah.
But, like we're saying,
inscrutable.
Yeah, totally. You no idea. Because I had another. You know the little kids in the water?
Uh-huh.
You know how before you...
Is there one of them? Or are there multiple?
It looks like multiple, I think. Yeah. Because some of them have, like, different levels of gunk, like, strand things coming out of them and stuff.
You get into that one when you're actually swimming. There's one kind of dormant lying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
cause there probably is. I thought as well, and again, this is another, like, far-out thing, you never know, but... You know when you go into the meatball chamber?
Yes.
Yeah, meatball is just not a good word to have to say over and over again. All your clothes get sucked off.
Yes.
Right? And I thought, are those little drowned kids previous attempts by you?
Maybe.
Because they've got black hair.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like it's all grown out, and they're the only other, like, you see the little kids with the masks and stuff, but you never see any other, like, drone little kids, and I'm like, are they previous attempts for either the meatball to save itself, or someone to send someone in to get the meatball, and that would make sense as to why one of them helps you in the end, maybe?
Mm-hmm, true. Because maybe the meatball was, like, telling it to
help.
But how have they got, like, how can they breathe underwater and stuff?
Don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know.
Did you not think they were wee girls, though?
It's impossible to tell.
Yeah, it's very difficult to tell.
I mean, they have long hair, but that's about it. The shape of them and the fact their hair was black, and you know what I mean? I was like, are they maybe this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Are they maybe other little boys that have failed, or I don't know.
Oh, so much. Too much going on.
Too much.
Too much going on.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Yeah. This is the reason why I enjoyed it so much, you know what I mean? Because
it is a very good game.
Because I finished it, and I sat there, and I was just like, your mind is just like boggles at the possibility,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I finished it, and I was, well, see... You probably finished it and actually gave it a thought. I finished it and I was kind of like, what? What?
Yeah.
What? And then I just went to my bed. Yeah. Just like, what was any of that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just unsure.
Yeah, I mean,
And then the totally uncertainty unsure. Makes me, like, retreat into a safe area. Yeah. No questioning things.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting like game sort of conceptually.
Yeah.
And like there's so many like cool kind of things going on in it. that, like, clearly do all knit together in the most, like, inscrutable fashion, which is great. But, like we're saying at the start, it's a shame about the actual game aspect of the game.
Nah, totally, yeah.
Or maybe the play aspect. Yeah. The game's good, it's the play that's not so good, you know what I mean?
It's a good way to think about it, yeah.
No, it's a good one, though. Good shout.
Yeah, just good totally, I mean, it's one of the, I think, it's PC and Xbox for now, and I think Xbox have pushed it quite hard, because it's been kind of pride of place in the store and stuff. And I think it has done commercially quite well. I know it's done critically really well.
Yeah.
Based on the reviews and kind of critics' feedback and stuff, it seems like it's done really well. But I mean, would you say, obviously I didn't play Limbo, so do you think it's a kind of good progression on from Limbo then?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's like, I would say it's probably like a wee bit more like sharper than Limbo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That being said, Limbo's really good. It still has, does it have the same problems? The same problems are there in Limbo that we mentioned about the game, like the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
But they seem a lot less evident.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. It was a while ago since I played Limbo, maybe I'm just forgetting. But I didn't ever feel frustrated at the like perfectness of the way it wanted you to play it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
It's just a bit more flexible then.
Yeah. But not really.
No, I know what you mean, though. You know what I mean? A bit more...
It seems more flexible, but it's not.
There's still only ever one way. Yeah.
What was that bit of the shockwaves, then? Was that another experiment going on? Because I thought, like, see when I went into you went into that area, because it's like you go outside.
Yeah.
I thought they had suddenly, like, went to war with somebody else. And it was, like, missiles that were firing, but it was clearly, like, an experiment.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, like...
Well, you go through...
You keep going past it, and there's, like, there's no war.
You go through a little room, you lift the shutters up, and there's, like, crash test dummies.
Yeah.
All sitting on chairs, so it definitely looks like it's some kind of experiment. But that was another thing that, like, just, like, the water... manipulation and stuff, it just made me think, like, what's the because as well it's like they have those big spotlight things that shoot the like the taser things and stuff,
yeah,
and it's like, what's the there's obviously some, whether it's like an environmental thing or what, there's some kind of threat in this world as well.
Blobs, giant meat,
Well, see, that could be an interesting thing. Imagine, like, a kind of civilization now that's, like, beleaguered. And imagine that maybe... You know how you have the drone zombie people?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine maybe, like, being besieged by these zombie people.
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of flesh, like, Cronenbergian monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of, like... the last humans, you're like, oh my god, how are we going to stop these Cronenbergian monsters? Oh, we've got one, let's use it to fight them and reverse engineer all this stuff to like protect ourselves. And then things like the shockwave thing,
mm-hmm.
like imagine protecting like a city or a settlement with a kind of shockwave generator thing to like kill off, you know what I mean? It's like, it could go anywhere. It's so,
or what if they're like what if it's this laboratory and they were doing some sort of crazy experiment that was probably bad and like definitely no like FDA approved.
Oh no.
And then like something happened with like some employees or whatever that created the blob, and then the blob like started kind of like assimilating people like throughout the world.
That's
at
cool,
random.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, maybe they figured out ways to combat these like drone people and like make them docile rather than like, I don't know, attacking you or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they've like built, like you were saying earlier, built this facility around it, or built out, like they maybe had the chamber, that's where it was created, and they've managed to subdue it somehow.
Yeah.
And then everything has sprawled for there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In an attempt to never wake this thing up.
Yeah.
and then like that wee boy's presence, because he's clearly got some sort of like psychic thing going on. You know what I mean? Maybe when you're like all these, you see all these people running towards it, like, oh, the blob's awake.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? They're running towards it, but you're also running towards
it. Yeah.
And it's maybe like, because you have this kind of like weird telepathy thing, maybe you're like influencing the other people to walk towards it as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the reason the blob is awaiting is because you're approaching it. Like you say, it's not you running away for something, it's you running towards this blob.
No, totally.
Maybe like unbeknownst almost.
Yeah.
And maybe they're wearing the masks because then the zombie things didn't attack you because you've not got a face. Who knows? So much.
Yeah, see what I mean though? You can totally dive in.
Yeah, you can
and, like,
it in
you can basically
ways.
Make it mean whatever.
Because that
I mean?
Could be a reason why all the like pigs have got this drone, this like parasite thing. Because maybe they're trying to figure out ways to combat like mind control. So there's so many pigs died because they keep experimenting with these poor farm pigs.
Yeah.
Who knows? Crazy. What a game.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a lot more to talk about than I initially thought. For considering,
I think once you get through like the basics of it and then you get stuck into the...
Yeah. Considering as well, though, that's like, we've spoke for over an hour about a game that is...
Oh, yeah, like...
Like, see that walkthrough I was, like, looting at?
Yeah.
They finished that game in under 2 hours.
Really?
And that's part of what I was kind of saying about, like, see if you just knew exactly where to press it, you probably could just, like, boss it.
Yeah, like, I wonder what the kind of par time for a speedrun would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But...
Pretty quick.
I mean, like, it took me, I think it was, like, just over 3 hours to finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's amazing that, like, you look at something like, you know what I mean, one of the Bioshocks.
Mm.
They take, like, hours to complete, and we might have got the same
like
kind of length
same
of
time.
The time.
Yeah.
So, pretty impressive.
And also, I guess it's like kudos for making a game that stands up to kind of like an hour's worth of discussion.
Yeah,
that's such a short. Yeah,
that's solely focused on it as well.
Yeah,
it's not like we've compared it slightly to other games, but that was just when we're talking about the raw gameplay.
Yeah,
and
most of the comparison was just to the kind of previous game by the developers anyway. Yeah. So,
But yeah, look, if you played the game, like let us know what you think.
Some,
you know what I mean?
If
like,
you've got some
crazy
conspiracy
theories
about what it all means, then
would really be interested to hear.
Who took the photographs in the bunker?
Yeah. What's that about? Who are the wee girls or wee boys? At like Why did that guy get out of his submarine?
If I owned a
sweet
submarine
like that,
I would never be getting out of it. Yeah.
Totally. He did it as well. He's like, he got out and he was kind of just like chatting to this other guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, there didn't seem to be any like sense of urgency or like like he was working or anything. He was just like, I'll just get out, go and chat to my mate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
If you know what that was all about.
Yeah,
then...
just tell
us. Yeah.
Maybe steer clear of that. Stick to the more interesting things. If you've got a better name for meatball and like,
what would you
zombie
call
drone people, whatever.
What would you call the flesh monster thing?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Flesh monster.
Flesh monster.
Write us in. Write to us, email at whatsnowpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at whatsnowpod. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, review us there, or you can follow us on the daro.org.uk SoundCloud. And then, anything else? Is that us?
I think that's us, yep.
Sweet. That's been What's Now, guys. Subscribe for What's Next.